Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
My father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's in heaven now, told of an experience that he had back in the earlier days of his ministry. He said he was in a particular denomination, and there was a conference and a meeting, and some of the ministers after a service were talking about, and one of them was talking, he walked up, and one of them was talking about a pastor who had been through a divorce, and there was some issues, you know, that went on there. Actually, his wife left him. And then after some blinks of time, years of time, he had remarried. He had little kids, and she left the kids with him too. And they were talking negatively about him because in their particular denomination, you couldn't pastor a church if you had been divorced and some other things. And yet he was. He was pastoring, and he's remarried, and these things have happened. And some of them were talking negatively about it. And he walked up on the conversation and they asked him, had he heard about it and did he know? And he said, no, but he's real young at this point. And they were all, you know, they were really down on this guy and the stuff that he had done and hadn't done. And he kind of just nodded his head and said, I don't know about him. And so later on that evening, he came back. He was staying at a pastor's house in the guest room. And he said he had a supernatural experience. He was dark in the room, sleepy. He said all at once, the room filled up with light. And he thought somebody had turned the light on, but there wasn't nobody in there. He said the room filled up with light. And he said a voice spoke to him. Very, very clear and distinct to him. He said, who are you that judges another man's servant? And it shook him. And again, the voice said, who are you that judges another man's servant? And he said, then the Lord asked him, said, is he your servant or my servant? He said, well, Lord, he's not my servant. He'd have to be your servant. And he said, the Lord called his name Brother So-and-so, and those preachers wouldn't even call him brother. They're speaking negatively about him. Called him, he said, is he your servant or my servant? He said, well, Lord, he's not my servant, he's your servant. He said, yes, he's my servant, and I'm able to make him stand.
Yes, amen.
That's good. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Come to find out, he did later, he didn't know anything about this man and his situation, which is again and again the case. People just run their mouth and they just say things. That man, apparently, had done everything he could to get his wife to stay and to stay in the ministry, and she didn't want to live that life, and she didn't want to be in that situation. She wanted to go after the world and the things of the world, and she left him and she left those kids, and he did everything he knew. It wasn't in his power. He had been faithful, apparently. He hadn't betrayed her. But now, after years, he's got these babies, he's got this church to pastor. And here's somebody that he meets, and they do it the right way, and they're married, and they're happy, and the Lord's hand is on them. The Lord looks at the heart.
Yes.
I said he looks at the heart.
Yes.
And again, you need to realize, no matter what you think you know about that situation, you don't know the whole story. You never know the whole story, and you certainly don't know people's hearts. And what they knew and what they didn't know and why they did it and why they didn't do it, you and I are completely unqualified to judge them. And if not for that reason alone, the other reason is that we have blown it and messed up 10,000 times ourselves, right? How dare we act superior and judge another man or woman like we haven't? It's just hypocrisy. Just hypocrisy. He asked the question, who are you? Who are you? Brother Hagin said the Lord asked him personally, who are you? And he said, that fixed him. And I knew him, you know, for years. And I tell you what, you couldn't get him to talk about people. He just would not. He'd change the subject or he'd find somewhere else to go. He'd leave. It stuck with him the rest of his life. That they're not my servant. And I'm not their judge. And no matter what they've done, the Lord loves them. He's able to make them stand. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And shouldn't that be everybody's heart, no matter how terribly somebody's messed up? We just want to see them come out.
Yeah.
Right? We just want to see them come up and get free. And be okay.
Yeah.
Be blessed.
Yeah.
Go with me, please, to, I believe it's 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 12. 2 Samuel 12, verse 1. David, if you've been reading in the our daily reading, you remember that there's a reference made to David that he walked before the Lord and pleased the Lord and kept all his ways all his life, except, that it's sad that such a perfect record is blemished, but except for the matter of Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite. What had happened, you've read it, you know it, while the army was out on campaign, David stayed home this time. And he's up wandering around on top of his house one evening, and he spies a woman taking a bath. And of course, his house is probably above everybody's house. Normally, I guess it'd be a private place if you went up there, but he was able to see it. She was very attractive, and he sent and inquired about her, and they told him she's Uriah's wife. Well, Uriah, if you've read the other scriptures, was one of David's mighty men and was a man of such integrity and honor that when he had an opportunity to come home and see his wife, he wouldn't, because he knew everybody else was out in the field and he didn't feel right about having privileges they didn't have. And he was a man who fought to his death in honor, loyal to David, loyal to God, loyal to the leader, the commander of the forces. And David absolutely betrayed this man and set him up to die and took his wife. Evil. Can good people do bad things?
Yes.
Yeah, they can. Can yield to bad things. And in the first verse here, the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and he said, get the picture now, Nathan's a prophet, he's a man of God. Everybody knows he's an anointed man of God, and he's there, I guess, in David's maybe his throne room, in wherever he's received. Probably other people there too. And he tells him about this situation. He says, there were two men in a city, and one of them was rich and the other one was poor. And the rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds. The poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him, with his children. It ate of his own food and drank of his own cup, lay in his bosom, was to him as a daughter. And there was a traveler came to the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come to him, but took the poor man's lamb, took it, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. Verse 6. And he'll restore that lamb fourfold because he did this thing and he had no pity. He was cruel and had no pity. He's worthy to die. And Nathan said to David, you are the man. You are the man. Now this is the perfect example of what we've been talking about all morning. Isn't it?
Yes.
David was, he was livid. He was wroth about this. And it was something he himself had done. How can you do that? How can you act like that? In the Complete Jewish Bible says, David exploded with anger against the man and says, as Adonai lives, the man who did this deserves to die. The Complete English Version says, David was furious with the rich man and said, I swear by the living God, the man who did this deserves to die. He is ready. He's at the verge of having this man executed over a sheep. And he has the power to do it. All he's got to do is say, off with his head, whatever. And yet, he himself has done that exact thing. He's a good man. And yet, he is acting a total hypocrite. How can this happen? You think we need to understand how this happens? How does this happen? It happens when you hide your sin instead of repent for your sin. David had done this thing, but he had not repented. He had not repented. He had hidden it. He thought only maybe a couple of people beside him, maybe one other person knew that would never tell. And it was hidden. And when you hide something and don't deal with it and don't repent, it does not go away. And you are not okay. The scripture says in Proverbs that if you hide, Proverbs 28:13, if you cover your sin, you will not prosper. But if you confess it and forsake it, you'll have mercy. You remember, we read in James that if you are a judge, you're not a doer. Did you hear that? And him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. If you've sinned and messed up, but all you did was hide it and cover it up, it's there, festering. And the way it'll come out many times is that a similar thing in somebody else's life will come up and you will explode. You will be death against them. You will be vehement against them. Why? Because the problem is, it's you that you don't like.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.